You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
Morena Justine, KTP here, koe.
Morena Reg, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. What has been going on? So many things in the world of employment, as always. We're going to start with the tradies this morning. Somebody's texted in saying that they are a tradie, but they work in a niche area of trade. But is a general trade union still the right place for them to be signing up?
So the answer to that is absolutely. You know, I had a look at the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions website and just made sure that it's still recommended that people in the construction industry working on projects, they join ETU, which is the largest private sector union. It's good if you're working in a niche area or a small area to join with other workers because you have more industrial leverage that way, especially if you're a small group of workers. Yes. Is the answer to that really simply.
Nice. There we go. That's a good clean answer for someone. What else have we got here, Stella?
Someone texted in, I have health and safety concerns that I feel like my work isn't taking seriously. Is there an external body that I can talk to about that?
Oh, God, that's a grim one.
So the answer to that is yes, but I do want to remind people that health and safety reps under the Health and Safety at Work Act have quite a bit of power.
Mm.
They can issue health and safety recommendations, they can issue provisional improvement notices, and under the law, if every step is followed, you actually have the right to cease unsafe work. Okay? And so health and safety reps can direct that they are really empowered in their workplace to take really decisive action for health and safety concerns. So I just really want to reiterate that because we actually do have the power in our workplaces. And there is an agency, it's called WorkSafe. WorkSafe is the government agency that looks at, health and safety at work, that investigates breaches and can issue fines and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But really, when there's serious health and safety concerns, I just really need to reiterate how much power health and safety rep has. If you are a health and safety rep, you want to make sure that you've had all the training, because if you're a health and safety rep and you listen to this and you're thinking, hold on, I don't really know about what powers I have, that means you probably haven't been through all the training yet.
Yeah, right.
Because a well-trained health and safety rep feels their power.
Totally. We've talked about this before, but if somebody is trying to establish a health and safety rep in their workplace, what is the best way for them to do it? A little bit like, if you're trying to get a union situation started in your workplace, how do you kind of go about that?
So it's a legal requirement to have a health and safety rep, and I need to know the number, but I might clarify this next time we talk, but I believe if it's over 30 people in a workplace, they need to be a health and safety rep. So there are, again, legal requirements, they have to have a health and safety rep. And if it's below that, you still can request that, right?
Mm.
So there's quite a lot of protections around that. It's much easier than forming a union, which is still really important and you should do that. It's a legal requirement to have a health and safety election, if you don't have a health and safety rep on your website, that's a huge, blank, missing kind of spot there to look after yourself at work. So,
yeah.
I would get on that immediately, and your employer does have legal obligations, and I'm sure if you reminded them of that, if they're not meeting it, they will quickly run around and make sure that that happens, because it's a liability for them as well.
It is, it totally is. We've got a text from somebody who wants to know, okay, so they're a retail worker, they want to express their personal views about some of the things that are happening in the corporate arm of the company. In this case, they say they're opposed to things like facial recognition tech in the store, and I don't want to be part of it. I still obviously want a job. Is my only option to leave, or is there some way I can bring this up?
So your only option is not just to leave. This is one of the things that we can do when we're in a union together. Unions do kind of, firstly, like they, you know, we're, I mean, I don't want to get all business talk, but we, in a unionized workplace, we're a powerful stakeholder that can, that is involved in decision making and can have, a really loud voice on things like this. So I just want to say that. So firstly, of course, unionize your workplace. Easy.
Nice. Yes.
But the other thing is, I would probably say like a collective letter is one way, you know, or some sort of collective action around it is probably the, if you don't have those mechanisms yet, is the most safe and effective way of making your voice heard about that, those kinds of things. And there's lots of examples of workers around the world doing this. I mean, for example, there's been a lot of activism in Google and Meta, and actually, you know, within the White House right now, people in the White House, you know, protesting within about, the genocide in Gaza. So there's lots of examples that you can look to, and I think collective action is always the way forward. There's always risks in, you know, like putting yourself out there as an individual. So I'm not going to pretend there isn't. I don't think it's that dangerous, I guess, but I don't think it's that effective. Mm. So I guess I would always be pushing the collective kind of action.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's very helpful. Thank you, Justine. As always, if you've got questions you want to put to Justine about employment or union-related issues in your workplace or in your life, you can text us on 5395. You can DM us on The Breakfast Facebook, Instagram. You can hit us up, breakfast@95bfm.com. We'll always keep it anonymous, as I say, unless you want a name and shame. even then, we might still keep it anonymous because we don't want to get in trouble. And those are all the same numbers and routes to get in touch with us if you have a question for our renter's advocate, Celine. So thank you, Justine. We will talk to you in a couple of weeks. Take care until then.
Sounds good. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.